Live from the Heartland Mamas studios, this is the Heartland Mamas podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Henry. The Heartland Mamas podcast can be heard on all podcast platforms, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, proudly part of the Demcast USA network. As of today, you have 234 days left to save the USA, so you better get out there and get active. Today, I'm doing a St. Patrick's Day float, light-up float in a parade. So I'm doing everything, and on my little float, I have all the candidates are on my float, so I'm ready to go. So I hope you're out there doing something this weekend. Do something, because the primary is on Tuesday here in Illinois. So get out there. Get going. You got a lot to do. Go! So anyway, I want to talk about Katie Britt. And I know we've talked about it to death, but I want to go back and talk about what Jess Piper calls Fundy Baby Voice, and I've always called Simpering Church Lady, because that's what my mother always called it. She'd be like, oh my God, here come the Simpering Church Ladies with their batty eyes, their little breathy voices. My mother disparaged of those women like you wouldn't believe. I mean, she's like, why are they deferring to their husbands? They go off to work and they're the ones in charge, running the household, managing the money, doing everything. This was back in the 60s when women were traditionally staying at home. And, you know, my mom didn't go back to work until 1970-ish, you know, when she was a Montessori teacher and had her own money. You know, when she was able to have her own bank account and stuff, she just went on with that. But I watched what she was saying, and I've seen it among my own friends, that they'll look at their husbands and they'll give them that breathless little baby voice, and they'll bat their eyes and they'll dress seductively for their husband. And then as soon as their husband leaves, they go out and do whatever they damn well please, because they know they have to be as strong as reinforced concrete to get through your damn day, you know, because you're not only managing your life, you're managing your home, you're managing the children, you're managing all the pets, you're managing everybody's appointments. You've got all the balls up in the air and you can't drop them. So, but God, for God's sake, why are you deferring to him? He should just pick up half those chores, because you're probably working too. You're working your ass off at home. So my mother always thought that was just such a out and out lie, to be breathless towards your husband. I can't even do it. It's like Stan and I've been married we've been together for over 45 years, and we've been married since 82. I have never deferred to him. We get along really well, because we are equal partners in our relationship, in our marriage, in our home, in our chores, in our child rearing, you know. And if he's not carrying his end, I'll get on his ass, and he knows it. But our kids are grown now, and they turned out to be good people, because they had equal input from two good people, right? So he wasn't just taking a back seat and let me do everything. He did his part. He always does, always has, always will. But I wanna go a little step further. A little step further, something that I talked about, I did a speech on it in DeKalb years ago, or last year, I think it was, about religion washing and control of how we think and feel about things. And I want you to think about the clothes in your closet and the writings on your wall right now, because I know I own them. You're going to have a t-shirt that says faithful. You're going to have a sweatshirt or a hoodie that says grateful, thankful, blessed. Blessed beyond measure. You're going to have it on your walls. You're going to have it on your car. You're going to have it on your person. Ray Dunn brought it to us. I own one Ray Dunn piece, which is I keep meaning to get rid of in the garage sale, because it says napkins on it, but it holds cocktail napkins. It is worthless. But I want you to think about how that makes you feel when you wear it, when you present it on your wall, when you wear it on your car, right? Are you really thankful, grateful, and blessed for the fact that you pay more taxes than a gazillionaire? You shouldn't be. Are you really thankful, grateful, and blessed every time you have to do one more stinking fundraiser for your kid's school? No. Are you thankful, grateful, and blessed because you have a huge out-of-pocket for your medical bills? No. But to teach you that you should be, and I'm a big believer of living in gratitude. I'm grateful for every day that I get up and I'm in this side of the dirt, you know, and I get another chance to raise some more hell. But don't capitulate to this religion washing, to this fundy baby voice that we put on our bodies, to present to the world that we are so grateful and thankful and blessed that we wear it on our t-shirt, even though we're going to go home to a mountain of bills that we can't afford to pay. Or we're going to go to the grocery store and have to decide between 6 cents on a pound of meat because that adds up quickly, or $2 or whatever it is. Or are we going to curtail our driving because gasoline has gone up because the Saudis have decided to manipulate our elections? Is that a reason to be thankful, grateful, and blessed? Or blessed beyond measure? Or faithful? You can be a faithful person and still be effing pissed off. You don't have to wear the fundy baby voice. You don't have to put it on your wall or your car. You can say, stop the deportation of U.S. oil. Stop the sale of U.S. oil to other countries. You can say, I'm glad I have a good doctor, but I'm not thankful that I have a huge out-of-pocket. Don't fall for it. It is a way of developing conditioned response in all of us. Like the fundy baby voice, the simpering church women voice, as my mother used to call it, that simpering, oh, coy, giving in, giving up, giving over the control because you're thankful, grateful, and blessed for stuff that you can't control. You don't control the price of life cereal. They control that. And they don't care that they've made the boxes smaller. They don't care that it costs you more. They don't care that you're trying to figure out how to put braces on your kids' teeth that you can't afford. Even if you walk into that orthodontist office with a shirt that says blessed beyond measure. Because maybe you are. Or maybe you're just a hardworking person that's doing the best they can. But beware of falling into the trap that says, I have to be this because I am a person of deep religious faith. Being a person of deep religious faith is not something, in fact, if you've read your Bible, if you're a Christian, you don't wear that on the outside of your body. You are told deliberately to wear that on the inside. That is something you do between you and God, not something you wear as a billboard on your body. But it performs a conditioning that makes us feel that we have to be in that place in this moment in time. And we don't. We do not have to be conforming to the Katie Brits of this world to be breathless and wide-eyed when the horrors of the world are all around us, when fascism and the destruction of our planet is right there. We can be faithful people. We can be grateful. But I wouldn't call that a blessing. You are being manipulated. Do I own shirts that say that stuff? Absolutely. All of them were given to me as gifts. I'm not sure how that's supposed to make me feel. Not resentful. The one hoodie is real soft and nice, so I do wear it frequently. But I always think of the message I'm delivering as I wear that about because I can't see it on myself. But the people walking toward me can certainly see that. So I'm identifying myself as a fundy baby, as a simpering person, as a simpering woman by what I wear on my body. I just want you to know, I have a shirt on that says Rise Up and Be Brave right now, which my sister gave to me. And I'm getting ready to go to work. So I'm dressed more for work than I am for podcasting or recording a video. But I want you to think that every time you'd put on a piece of clothing or get another sticker for your walls or your car, that what you're doing is faith washing, public faith washing. And there's nothing to be thankful for that. So, live every day in gratitude, yes. Don't wear it on your body. You don't need to do that to yourself. You don't need to be simpering. You need to be strong, girl. You need to be strong right now and for the rest of your life and fearless. Because we got big work to do. Mad big work that's going to take mad big skills. And you've got it in you. You don't have to wear the stupid damn shirt. All right. from the edge of the Great Red Divide, where everybody wears those freaking shirts, and it's just, I always want to say, are you grateful for the price of gasoline right now? Because it's being manipulated. Don't be grateful. So you are not blessed beyond measure just because you got to work and finished your job so you can go to your next job. Rise up. Be brave. From the edge of the Great Red Divide, it's Heidi Henry. This is the Heartland Mamas podcast. I'll see you tomorrow.